You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and would you state your name and ADC number for the record again, sir?
Stephen Mara, 2011-20.
Yes, sir. You are here for your revocation hearing regarding the two alleged allegations on your warrant. And based on the information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on November the 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir? That's the piece of paper that you signed saying that the hearing would be held today.
Okay, yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay, and on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one present today, therefore may I assume that you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are two board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable, esteemed Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby, who you can see now, is representing the Department of Corrections and the Parole Office. He's your officer of the day. Mr. DeMoss and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Sir, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Now, I'm going to give you three choices after I read each of them. You can say that it's true, that it's false, or that you plead the fifth. You don't want to talk about it. And the reason we give you that third choice is that these hearings are being recorded. And if this has not been resolved, then the prosecutor or your attorney can ask to use to get a copy of these proceedings. If it's already been resolved, then it's not necessary, but we still give you that choice. After I read each of them, true, false, or I plead the fifth. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of opiates without a valid prescription on or about October 30th, 2017, per the task lab report dated October 31, 2017. True, false, or do you plead the fifth?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Conditions of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your act of punching a hole through a wall using your fists on or about October 31st, 2017, at Behavior Systems Southwest, located at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth?
That's false.
That is false, okay. Well, please hold on. We're going to get some information, testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, and once we get that information, we'll be back to you, sir. So just remain quiet at this time. And at this time, Mr. Westby will provide us with some testimony on allegation number 2.
On October 31st, 2017, Parole Supervisor Don Verrett was contacted by Behavioral Systems Southwest, BSS, Program Director Gabriel Blond, who reported that the offender had submitted a random urinalysis sample on October 30th, 2017, and had tested positive for the use of opiates. Parole Supervisor Don Verrett reported to BSS located at 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona 85706 to address urinalysis test results of the offender. Upon arrival at BSS, Parole Supervisor Don Verrett met with BSS Program Director Gabrielle Land in the offender. The offender was offered placement at Penal Reentry Center as an intervention measure in an attempt to allow the offender to address his substance abuse programming needs in a controlled environment. After the staffing was conducted with the offender and Program Director Gabrielle Land, the offender left to his assigned dorm. Parole Supervisor Don Verrett reported that Administrative Assistant Harold Niehaus conducted a roll-up of the offender's property in Dorm 3, Cubicle A3, and that the offender had punched a hole in the wall, which the offender covered up with a bath towel. Parole Supervisor Barrett requested a technical violation warrant, and the offender was subsequently arrested and transported to Arizona State Prison Complex in Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. And now we're back to you, sir. Why did you say that that allegation was false?
Because I had nothing to do with that whole. There's a bunch of women, there's a bunch of grown individuals in there that, you know what I mean? You get a bunch of men in the room and things happen or whatnot. But I do admit that I should have reported it, the whole, for it being there. You know what I mean? That's one of my mistakes and one thing that I regret not doing. But I personally didn't hit the wall. But the hole had been there, and I made the mistake in not reporting it to staff, saying that, you know what I mean, that there had been an accident there or whatever had happened.
Was the hole already there when you moved into that area? Was it already there, sir?
No, the hole wasn't there.
So what, one of your roommates or your dorm mates actually punched it and you just didn't report it?
No. Nobody punched it. There was some horse playing going on in my area and them dudes fell right there, you know what I mean? The dude busted his elbow, but I made the absolutely wrong choice in not to report it. Like I didn't think nothing of it. But I should have reported it.
Okay, sir. I do understand. Any questions or discussion on allegation number two, Honorable Mr. Neal?
No, sir.
Okay, then in order to move this forward, I'm going to offer a motion at this point. And my motion will be based upon allegation number one, will be based upon the admission of Mr. DeMora. And as it relates to allegation number two, that will be based upon information contained in warrant number 2017W3662, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Correction to Mr. Westby. And my motion will be to find that Mr. DeMora violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed into criminal ways, and I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Thank you. And now we will go into phase two. You hear the board has determined that you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Now, in phase two, the board will make a determination whether you violate or whether you should be revoked, or your community supervision, that is, should be revoked, or whether you should remain on community supervision. Therefore, we're going to ask you to remain quiet as the board goes into, we get this information from the Department of Corrections. And once we get this information, then we'll be back to you just to talk to you and get further information from you. So at this time, we're going to ask Mr. Westby if he would be kind enough to provide us with some background information at this time.
On June 23rd, 2017, Mr. DeMora was released from DOC. He was arrested October 31st, 2017 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody October 31st, 2017 with a CSED of June 23rd, 2018, 0 Piscataways. Current conviction, 2010, aggravated assault, 2 counts, each for 7.5 years. Prior conviction, 2005, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. This is second term in DOC, CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2006, TIS release, completion, 4 months. His disciplinary is moderate, with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2009, DUI, Arizona, county jail. His community risk score is a G3, B4.
Thank you so much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. DeMauro, we're back to you, sir. Seems to me that when you were released to stay with your grandmother up there, Maria DeMauro, up in over in Yuma, Arizona. How long did you remain there, sir, at your grandmother's residence?
I was right there for approximately 3 months, and then from there, I got sent to BSS for a month.
Okay, sir. And so we trust that everything worked out just fine with you, with your grandmother. It's always good to be with relatives. Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
No, sir.
No employment. Why you didn't, did you seek any employment, or you just couldn't find any, or you just didn't look for any?
I was in the middle of taking classes at the time, but I was seeking employment, but it was kind of hard for me at the time because I currently don't have a license, so I was steadily, hoping on my people to get me around.
Okay, I understand. There's no requirement that you would have employment. We're just always interesting to know if there is employment out there once you're out. Okay, was assigned a task for your substance abuse screening, and it seems that while you were there, that you were referred to Horizon Human Health Services for substance abuse programming. Did you complete that programming, sir?
I didn't complete the programming, but I was taking my classes.
Okay, sir. And I see that you submitted 5 oral fluid samples, and I believe 3 of them tested negative, which was good, but the other 2 didn't test negative. One test for cocaine, the other one for methamphetamine. Do you have a problem with drugs, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
What are you doing to address that those problems, sir?
As of being in here or out there?
Well, either way, both. Because that's something that you really need to address, because you don't need to, continue to use cocaine or methamphetamine or any other drug, sir.
Yeah. I'm really hoping on seeking rehab, because I have a letter that I wrote to you guys, and I want to know if you guys, whenever you guys can, you guys can give me a chance to read it to you.
Yes, sir, we received your letter, and we also received one from your mother. So, yes, sir, we have your letter, and we got your mother's letter as well, sir. So we certainly appreciate you, your letter, and we appreciate the one that was submitted by your mother. And, and both of them, kind of address that issue of your drug use. And I'm just wondering, I know you wanted to get into a program, but I believe that that your parole officers were trying to work with you while you were out, and in fact they sanctioned you to report to that Behavior Systems of Southwest for 5-day sanctions, and then they referred you to a 90-day substance abuse program as an intervention. And apparently those programs just didn't work. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir. I was just from being incarcerated for so long, the 8 years, it's maybe my first time I've ever done this much time. I came out thinking everything was gonna be smooth, and I just, reality hit me, and if you look at my prison record, I got nothing violent in here. It's all pretty much dirties for using, and I was afraid of basically of change. Because I've been under influence pretty much since the age of 14, and I made the wrong choices out there, and I just kept using, and my co-officers, they were there to help me, but I made the wrong choice and just kept using. And I just would really like help, you know.
Well, I'm going to say this to you, sir. You're going to have to make up your own mind to get that help. You know, I mean, yes, your parole officers can help you, your mother can help you, and we as a board of executive policy, we can help you, but until you decide within yourself that you really want to change, you're not going to change until then. It's something that you're going to have to work on in terms of your mindset, in terms of your behavior, because there are always going to be drugs out there, whether you're incarcerated, whether you're walking down the streets in Tucson or in Phoenix or wherever you are, drugs are always there, but you're going to have to be strong enough to resist the use of drugs, you know, and I know you can do it. I mean, you're still a young man, you can do it, sir. But then you just got to make up your own mind, otherwise you're going to end up continuing to use drugs. And I take note that you're going to have a birthday just next week, and you will be 30 years of age next week. And it's time for you to wake up, sir. We wish you a happy birthday next week, sir. But you're going to have to wake up and start just saying, I'm not going to use drugs anymore. But at this time, I'm going to see if my distinguished, outstanding colleague, the Honorable Mr. Neal, have any questions for you, sir.
No, sir, no questions at this time.
Okay, no questions at this time. Therefore, we're going to move on. And Mr. DeMar, we're going to see if you have anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I just thank you for hearing me out and giving me another opportunity to hear my case, and I truly appreciate it, and I will
protest
right now.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. And at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and following this discussion, we'll be back with you to make a decision. And so you please stay on the phone, because we operate under the open meeting law, and you can hear everything that we say, sir. So now the board is in discussion. I find that Mr. DeVere is a young man who really wants to do the right thing as it relates to drug, because I think the drug has been a problem not only for his behavior, but also for his aggravated assaults. And I know that he can do it, because back in 06, he completed his community supervision of parole at that time. He just has to make up his own mind. And this time it just did not work out for him. And I just hope that he gets the message now, so that in the future he won't make the same mistakes over and over again. But I think that it would be in his best interest, as well as the interest of the citizens of Arizona, if he would just go ahead and complete this sentence. I know it's a little while, about 6 months, but if he completes it successfully, or when he completes it successfully, then when he gets out, he won't have to report to a parole officer. He will be on his own, and hopefully by then he will take some programs there in Tucson, NA or AA programs, or get involved in some vocational programming, so that when he gets out, he'll be ready to be a productive citizen. That's my feeling, but I'm also, at this time, want to see if my distinguished colleague may have something else to offer. Honorable Mr. Neal.
You know, I agree with you, Dr. Wright.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion to find that Mr. DeMar violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into, or well, he did lapse into criminal ways because he used those illegal substances, both cocaine and methamphetamine. Therefore, I move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Okay. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked, and you will be getting out on June the 23rd, 2018, about a little more than 6 months from now. Please take serious what the board has said to you and put together a plan. Just write down a plan and stick to it, and just stop using drugs and stop, and don't be aggressive anymore in terms of your behavior. And I guarantee you will feel better, and you will be a proud person as you turn 30 years of age on next week. Good luck, sir, and your hearing is over.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.